Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. the things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He is in control of everything. Amen. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. It's your host, Brother in Christ, Brother Elwi Zapata. Thank you, Lord. We have a lot to talk in this Bible study. A lot to study. Thank you, Lord. And like always, I like to start from the beginning. The beginning, he was the Word, so we got to start by the Word because he is the Word. Amen. And he is from the beginning, so we got to start from the beginning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we, hallelujah, serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. I hope everyone can hear me loud and clear. Amen. Before we go ahead and go into the Word, thank you, Lord. They say they can hear me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. I would like to start tonight talking about knowing. Amen. Knowing. Because knowing is so important in the Lord. Knowing God, knowing his word, knowing his purpose, knowing his plan for our lives. We knowing God and God knowing us. Of course, he knows us very well, but that we know him. And there are things that we don't know neither, that the Bible tells us that we don't know. And it's important we study also the things we don't know, and we study the things we know. Because this is going to help us in our walk with God, my brother and sister. This is truly going to help us. Amen. Because we may not know, but we know the one that knows all. And that's important with God because it's part of our relationship with him. Amen. It's like you being in a relationship with someone and that person not knowing you or you not knowing that person. An example, our early relationship teaches us about our relationship with God. Although the relationship with God is much beyond, much profound than our early relationship. But knowing one another or knowing the Lord is so important. There's something Jesus said in Matthew 24:36 that we don't know, he doesn't know, and the angel don't know. But only God knows, my brother and sister. And that is the day and hour when the Son of Man is coming. Of that day and hour, no man knows, nor the Son, nor the angel, neither the Son. Everything follow in order. Man, angels, and the Lord, and then the Father. Okay, everything God has set it in order from the beginning. So Matthew 24:36 says, but of the day and hour knoweth no man. No, not only the angels of heaven, hallelujah, but my Father, no man. Okay? And then in Mark 13:32 says, but at the day and hour knoweth no man, not the angel which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Okay? All credit goes to God. All praise goes to God, my brother and sister. And Jesus did say that the Father was greater than him. Amen? So it is a tribute to our Father in heaven that he knows all things, my brother and sister, beyond what we know or what we can know. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to talk about these things tonight. We're going to go into the Word. We're going to read the verses. We're going to explain them, my brother and sister. And we are going to learn by the Word the things we know, the things God knows about us, my brother and sister. And also the things that he will reveal to us if we will pray, if we would ask him in our relationship with him. This is our relationship with God. Hallelujah. And you want to know him who you are in relationship with, my brother and sister. Because believe me, we make so many mistakes. And I'm going to share tonight a mistake that I made this week. That Sunday morning, the Lord, hallelujah, allowed me to hear about my mistake, which made me sadden. It made me sadden, okay? It made me very sadden after I remember my mistake. Because even before I came on the Lord's Hour on Sunday, the Lord took from my mind the information. And when I went into my ninth time prayer with the Lord, or my overnight prayer with him, he reminded me of what he had shown me Sunday morning. And I said, that's why I was sad. I was saddened, my brother and sister. Amen. But all this I'm going to share tonight. It has been the Lord teaching me in my conversation with the Lord this week, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Things that we did not know, that I didn't know. Hallelujah. But there are things that we share that we don't know, that we may sin, that can become false teaching. And God is working on our lives, teaching us that when we don't know something, we have to say, I don't know. And of course, he's given us his Bible, his word, to go in it and study and learn from it. But like he said, he has to reveal his word to us. He has to reveal it in order for us to know. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because I believe this word is important to the Lord. This week, about 3 or 4 occasions, I have noticed that this word is important. This teaching tonight, it is important to Jesus. And anything that is important to God is important to us. My brothers and sisters, the things that we must learn from him who is humble and meek of heart. He is humble and meek of heart. We're learning from him. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy that endureth forever, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being patient with us, Lord. Forgive our sin. Forgive our trespasses. We're so sorry, Lord Jesus. We are so sorry, Lord, for speaking the things we don't know, Lord. Mighty Jesus, help us, Lord, to know. Help us to understand, Lord Jesus, to be informed by you, at your will, your plan, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord, to make, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, important decision, knowledgeable decision, knowing decision, Lord, in you, to speak what we know from you, mighty Lord, according to your will, according to your plan, and according to your purpose. Please forgive our sin. And our trespasses, Lord Jesus, our false teaching, our shortcoming, Lord, anything pride, doubt, and unbelief, I repent, Lord, pride, doubt, and unbelief. Remove from my heart, my mind, my spirit, my soul, all pride, all doubt, and all unbelief, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, give me a hedge of protection and a wall of fire. And everyone listening, Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection and a wall of fire, mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua, in your name, send billions and trillions of warriors, angels, archangels, Lord Jesus, to keep, to camp around my brothers and sisters home. They're alive, wherever they are, Lord Jesus, across the nation, across the world, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' pray. In Jesus' name I pray. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. What an awesome and loving God we serve, my brother and sister. He understands us better than what we understand ourselves. And that's why the Bible says to trust the Lord with all of our heart and not to lean on our own understanding. My brother and sister, because what we think we know from this earth, what we have learned so far by going through the school system from our parents may be all incorrect in regard to God. And the only way we are going to learn of him who is humble and meek of heart is to submit our life to him and pray to him every day, repent every day and seek him every day and spend most of the time in his word, studying his word and praying that he will reveal his word to us, his knowledge, his wisdom, that he will impart knowledge. He will impart wisdom into our life and that he will speak to us and guide us and show us the way. My brother and sister, because he is the way. Show us the way to the Father. Show us the will of the Father, which is Jesus Christ. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Let me go into the word now. Hallelujah. Again, Mark 13:32, but at the day and hour knoweth no man. So if any man claims to know the day and hour is wrong, and that is regard to prophecy. See, in Matthew 24 and Mark 13, Jesus began talking about prophecy, the signs of the coming of the Son of Man, and what will be the sign of his coming, including false teacher, false prophet, the many will come in his name, and will say the cry is there, the cry is over there, don't go there, don't listen to them. Okay? And then after he says all these things, he talks about the abomination, the Antichrist coming into Israel, to the third temple, sitting in the holy place. The abomination, Obama, sitting in the holy place in Israel, in the third temple, in the middle of the great tribulation and stopping the sacrifice. My brother and sister. And so he talks about, hallelujah, as it's spoken through the prophet Daniel, which we have shared here in different Bible studies. Then he says to them that when you see these things, run, flee. Drive away, my brother and sister. And if it was back there, and get on your mule and go. Get on your camel and go. Get on your donkey and go. But today he said, get on your car and drive away. Okay? And so he knew it would be for the last day, so he said, flee. Back then they had nothing to fly on. But you see that the word flee is so prophetic because it's related to fly. And they had no way to fly back then. Today we do. So you see that it's a last end time word, prophecy. Flee, get on a plane. And a lot of Jewish people have been getting on a plane. And a lot of people will get on a plane. That's how they travel in Israel. That's how they travel around the world today. My brother and sister, run. Run. Hallelujah, run. So get away. Escape. Go from one city to another, he told his disciple. Get away when you see all this thing coming. Then he talked about the evil servant, the servant that will beat on his servants. And then after he talked about all these topics, the gospel being preached until the end of the world, as he sat down in the Mount of Olives to explain this to the disciple, he says, but at the day and the hour knoweth no man. Nor the angel, neither the son, my brother insisted. So every time we talk about prophecy, anything regard to prophecy, we don't know when. It can be shown to us like it seems in the spirit that's going to happen tomorrow. But we don't know. We don't know. Wait until I share with you what happened to me on Sunday morning. My brother insisted. Thank you, Jesus. It was exciting on one side of the revelation. Very exciting. Very exciting to see you fly up in the departure rapture that we've been waiting for so long. And seeing that it's at hand now, or even closer. I saw my brothers and sisters flying away in the rapture after the revival. So exciting, huh? And I'm standing there watching you fly away to heaven in your glorified body. I see all of you in your glorified body. Everybody in the 20 years of a young, beautiful, handsome. It was exciting to see you. And then I'm looking at people from the Lord Tower. People that I know here that we've been persevering together for years. So exciting to see my brothers and sisters fly away. My brothers and sisters. So exciting. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me keep reading. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 8:7. Yay. The stork in heaven knoweth her appointed time, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow assert the time of her coming. But my people knoweth not the judgment of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the church don't know the judgment of the Lord, God says. And the apostle Paul says, for you know of the coming of the Lord. And you know he's coming with judgment. He's coming with darkness, as the prophet, as we talked on Sunday. 3 days of darkness. And so this teaching is supposed to be going around the churches internationally because this is biblical. What I'm reading to you is from the Bible. I'm not making this up. This is biblical. It's from the word of the prophet of God that he will come with darkness, my brothers, to execute his judgment, the sword. The Lord put such an urgency to me on Sunday because he reminded me. I was like, Lord, why he wanted really me to come on the air? And I'm like, my question to me was like, what is the urgency? Because as far as I know, I've been speaking about everything on the Lord's Hour. And he reminded me that if you see the sword, you see the sword coming. You see the sword coming. What did he say to Ezekiel? When Ezekiel saw, knew of the sword coming, that he must warn. I see the sword coming. He's been showing me the sword coming in the 3 days of darkness. He wants me to warn. Warn. So the blood of the people will not be on me. Thank you, Lord. That is why. He just said yes to me. The blood. He doesn't want the blood on anyone on me. Because this, for this reason, he said, I was born to preach his word. So he doesn't want the blood of people on my hand in the days to come. It's so close, according to him. Of course, I don't know the day, the hour, my brother and sister. But Sunday morning, he takes me in the days to come. That's what it seems to me in the spirit. Days to come. I don't know how many days. Because it was in the spirit he took me into the days to come. And my brother and sister, as I'm standing there watching my brother and sister finishing the revival, Jesus was right there in front of me. A brother from here, the Lord's Hour, was speaking with him. And I saw, as he's asking the Lord a question, he was asking the Lord, I can hear him asking the Lord. Jesus was in front of me, right on my right in front of me. I can see my brothers and sisters taking off in the glorified body to heaven. Huge, endless amount of people in the thousands that I knew. They were taking off going home in the glorified body. At the end of the revival, this means after the 3 days of darkness, the church comes out in the glorified body, goes out now to evangelize the world and the glorified body. And then after the revival finished, the church is taking home. For years, I have people asking me, Brother Elvie, how all these things are going to come about? What is going to be first, the judgment or the 3 days of darkness? When is the revival?
I had even someone said it will be in the beginning of the Great Tribulation. So we didn't have these specificness of this. And I'm glad the Lord showed me this, my brother and sister, but he did show me over 10 or 12 years ago that when the 3 days of darkness will come, it came with a tsunami first, and then we came out of the 3 days of darkness glorified. The earth was in darkness for 3 days, I knew. Total darkness. Well, I was here in the United States, so I said the earth, because to me it looked the earth. Total darkness. Pitch black darkness, where you cannot even see yourself. A darkness that you can feel, as it says in Exodus 10, my brother, or 21. 1021, I believe it is, yes. A darkness you can feel, that can be felt. And everyone was asking, people outside asking, what is this? And then the commotion and the things that was happening during the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. And so, in this time, I'm seeing my brothers and sister in the glorified body. Shalom, Sister Luna. And they're taking off because the 3 days of darkness has been finished. My brother and sister. And this brother from here, the Lord's Tower, was saying to the Lord Jesus, who was standing in front of him, now, this was not Elvis speaking to you anymore. You were speaking directly face to face with Jesus. That's what the word says, that you will speak face to face with God, or God will speak to you. This is the Lord speaking to you now after the 3 days of darkness, face to face. Those that are going home in the rapture, the departure, the bride of Christ, you get to see Jesus. You're talking to him face to face. Whatever question you have, you ask him right there. No more preacher, no more messenger. You are talking to Jesus face to face. And to me, this was awesome. So I can see this brother standing in front of Jesus. While he was asking Jesus question, he says to Jesus, Lord, he just had come where the Lord has sent him to evangelize in, like in another country. And he came and he said, Lord, what about my family? And the Lord was telling him, it's over. He said, Lord, but your servant Elvi, didn't you send him? He said, yes, I did. Jesus said to him, yes, I did. Your servant Elvi said that the revival will be for 3 months, Lord. And this was barely a quarter of 3 months. Very short revival. So he was like making an accusation to the Lord against me. You see what made me sad? And he was saying to Jesus that I said that the revival will be 3 months. And that now he had no time to go evangelize his family because the Lord had told him that it was over and that it was time to go home. My brother and sister. And I know the Lord was doing this to even correct my teaching or my preaching. That I need to say, when is my opinion or my research? What the Lord has said, like the Apostle Paul, and what is my opinion and what is my research? What I found in the Bible, to the short, is short season in my research. So my opinion, the revival is for a short season is the word I use, which I believe is about 3 months. But I was wrong. I am wrong about this. And I'm here to apologize. I'm here to say I'm sorry to you. Because I should have said, that's been my research. That's been my study, my brother and sister. And this brother is making his case with the Lord, and the Lord is serious listening to him. And I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Because I should have said my research, my opinion. I don't know in regard to prophecy how long the revival is going to be. I know it's short because that's what I experienced in the revelation, including in this one. But I cannot tell you the days, the weeks. I cannot tell you that. It's not up to me to tell you that. And I'm so sorry for saying 3 months. Jesus was explaining to him, now your family will have to go through the great tribulation. But Lord, your servant Elvis says 3 months. That means we still have time. And that's the part that really got to me, that made me sad. Because I thought when I said these things, people understood that I'm giving them an about figure, not an exact figure. But it's okay, it's my fault. Because we need to learn to say, I don't know for how long it is. If the Lord tells me or reveals it to me, the revival is in relationship to the first fruit, the last rain. When you research the first fruit, the first revival, the day of Pentecost, was the first fruit in Acts chapter 2. And the disciple was waiting for the revival. And in the day of Pentecost, the revival came, my brother and sister. And it was a short revival because these people, if you look it up in history and you study how long it is, it's when they got together for the first fruit to celebrate, to give God things, my brother and sister. So that was in relationship to the revival, the first revival, if we may compare it to, because we have to, that's our biblical foundation, my brother and sister. It was short. And so if you go by the biblical foundation, it was not 3 months. Not 3 months. Now, the last rain, which we find weeks, amen, that we find in the Bible, the last rain in the time of Noah, because Jesus said it will be like in the times of Noah, the last rain was for 40 days. Now, we're not saying it's 40 days, neither. We cannot put a time to this. Only God knows. The only thing I can tell you in this revelation, it was very short. It seems to me like it was weeks, not months. And this person was telling Jesus that I said 3 months, which the Lord wanted me to hear. It's like he wants this loose end to be fixed. Don't say things you don't know, Elvie. Don't tell people you don't have. I have not told you to tell them. Don't say that to them because you will be accountable for that. And I thank the Lord for this. You see what it is? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We need to be corrected. And this is a correction God is making in my life. Not to be saying the weeks to the months because I don't know. Remember, if you ask me the timing for these things, I don't know. No man knows the day or the hour. Yes, we are so close. He's at the door. My brother and sister, this is the end. We can read to the writing of the prophet as the end, end time, time of the end. The fulfillment of prophecy tells us that he is so close to come now, more than ever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I can see my brothers and sisters in the glorified body at the end of the revival taking off, leaving. I was in my glorified body too, but I'm looking at each and one of you that has been changed, transformed into your glorified body. And you were taken off to heaven flying like Superman. Just like Superman, taken down from the earth, flying home. It looked exciting. It looked awesome. It was a moment I said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Here it is. Very exciting. But because I was being corrected, hallelujah, I had to stay quiet and listen. Just look at the event. Look at the things that happened. Everyone was coming to be united with Jesus from around the world, from evangelizing, okay? And they were coming back. Each and one of you were coming to Jesus to give him a report that you finished your work and the Lord was happy with what you did as he sent you out to evangelize in the revival, those in the glorified body. Amen. So Lord said yes. Amen. And thank you, Lord. You are very happy, and Jesus, hallelujah, greet you. And when you say, Lord, I finished what you sent me to do, the Lord approved it. He was very happy. He was very pleased with what you did for him in the revival. And this helped me understand why we've been chosen for the revival. Why have we been chosen to do this work for God, the last rain? Amen. the last trumpet, this change, this transformation is incredible. It's exciting. Seeing it with my own eyes, it really gives me so much to meditate on, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. To thank God for choosing us for this work that we must do. Now, there was another thing the Lord mentioned to me during the week. And it is that are the people that are saying that the COVID-19 vaccine is not the mark of the beast. Jesus says to me, they're going to have to give me an account for saying this. One is because when I asked Jesus myself, he says that the vaccine was like the mark of the beast. And those that are saying it's not are encouraging people to take the vaccine. And God is not pleased. Listen well. He is not pleased. And he said they're going to have to give me an account. Okay? He is not pleased. For those that have said the vaccine is not the mark of the beast. Because Jesus said it's the same. And by they not believing it is, they have led other people to take the vaccine. Okay? Oh, and they're going to have to give God an account. They cannot imagine the consequence of this. There will be a consequence for it, my brother and sister. When the Lord says something, if people don't know that the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, is the mark of the beast, if they don't know that it's the same, they need to be going to the Lord instead of saying to the people, this is a precursor to the mark of the beast or something else, they are wrong. Because they are making their own assumption, their own opinion, when they don't know. If we don't know, we say, I don't know. I'm going to fast and pray, seek the Lord about this, for him to reveal to me what it is. And then I'll get back to you, and I'll tell you what it is. We don't make assumption. We don't put our opinion on this, because life are being lost out of them forever. You can imagine the consequence now of life being lost for people giving their own opinion, saying something they don't know to the people, instead of saying, I'm going to go and pray with my God and fasting. And when I hear from him, I'll tell you what he says it is. And when you will go to God, you say, God, is this the mark of the beast? He says to you, it is the same. Then you come and tell the people, this is what God says. It is the same as the mark of the beast. Yes, it is. Okay? You don't go ahead and make your own conclusion, make your own studies, and then go give the people your own opinion. Because the Lord said they're going to have to give him an account. He is serious about this. Very serious. My brother and sister. He's been rebuking me for weeks now about things I said. And I understand why. We are in the late, late, late hour to be in change and transform. And this loose end needs to be fixed in our lives. My brother and sister. I don't want to be taken before the multitude in heaven and being rebuked in front of everyone. Because that's what would happen. And that, excuse me, great tribunal of Jesus. People had to come forward from the multitude, in front of the multitude. And they were being rebuked in front of the multitude in heaven. Come in the tribunal of Jesus. My brother and sister. Anything we have done and say that we're not supposed to, when that day comes and it's coming, there's going to be great rebuke publicly in front of everyone. There's going to be shocking, shocking information being revealed about things people have said and done that they were not supposed to. God never told them to do so or say so. There's a lot of people speaking things that God has not said to them. You can say this, you can say that. They're going to have to give an account to the Lord. My brother and sister. The Lord said this to me this week. Oh, man. He's been rebuking me now for weeks, correcting me. Why? Because he loves me. He loves us. And we cannot get tired of his correction. We have to say, amen, Lord. Let thy will be done. My brother and sister, I prefer that he'll correct me down here on this earth and not take me in the front of a multitude of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of people sitting. Me in the middle of all of them, or in front of all of them, being us in front of everyone. Elvis Zapata, you said this on this earth, on the earth. And you said this to the people that God did not say to for you to say. Will you speak about this? Can you imagine? And you cannot say no. You have to stand up. You have to walk to the front, give an explanation for what you said. And they're going to tell you, you were wrong. You were wrong. You should have not said that. God never told you to say that. You see where we are? So I thank the Lord he's doing this with me now. Any loose end is being fixed right now. My brother and sister. And he's doing this with a lot of us. Don't say things you don't know. Don't speak things you don't know. You just don't know. Of the day and hour knoweth no man. Don't say it if you don't know it, is what God is saying to us. Don't speak about it if you don't know it. Don't tell the people something you don't know. Thank you, Lord. My Lord, my God, have mercy. Daniel 2:22, he reveals the deep secret things. He knows what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. That's Jesus. Jesus dwelleth with him, with Father. But he's going to reveal every single secret right now is being revealed on television and evermore in our lives. He reveals the deep secret things. Nothing is hidden from him. He knows what is in darkness. And on this earth, on this darkened world, there are so many things in darkness that he's going to expose, whether in this timing or in the white throne judgment, my brother and sister. He's going to expose them no matter when or what. Lie dwelleth with him. It is of Jesus to reveal these things because he is the light. And there's nothing hidden in light. Everything in light is shown. Anything in the light you can see. Everyone can see. So he's going to reveal all the secrets. No matter how deep they are, he's going to reveal them. My brother and sister. Zephaniah 3:5. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning that he brings his judgment to light, he faileth not. But the unjust knoweth not shame. Knoweth not shame. The unjust knoweth not shame. My brother and sister, there's no other way from the unjust. The unjust, shame is coming to him. But the righteous, my brother and sister, hallelujah. One thing about God, he doesn't do iniquity. He had nothing to do with iniquity. He is holy. He is righteous. He is pure. And he says that we must walk in the same, in holiness and righteousness before him as he is. And now in all our way of lives. Hallelujah. Every moment that he brings judgment to light, every single judgment of God is being brought to light. We know and understand what God is doing. Look at the 3 days of darkness. How many verses there is in the Bible? We've been talking about now for 2 weeks. He's bringing this judgment to light. Beasts are going to devour these people. The sword is coming to the earth soon. very, very soon. And God wants us to warn them. Because we see the sword coming. We see the 3 days of darkness coming. And there are many that are going to lose their life. Don't you want to tell them before they die that they are about to die? That they may have a chance to repent and turn their way to God? Because when that sword comes, they will not be spared. When those beasts are released, they're going to devour them who are not with God. Those with unrepenting heart, the wicked, the evil, they will be eaten by the beast. In 3 days, the earth is going to be cleansed from them. By the third day, you will come out in your glorified body. And you look around the earth and you say, where is this multitude of people we used to see? Gone, eaten by the beast. These beasts can eat and eat and eat and eat. It looks like they don't get hungry. My brother and sister. Because they represent hell. They're like doors from hell. As they're being eaten, they're going down to hell. My brother and sister. My Lord. My God. It is judgment he's bringing. And it says here in Zephaniah 3:5 that every morning that he brings his judgment to light, every day, every morning is specific. Every day is new. That's why it's called morning. Every day is new. Every day he brings this revelation to light. We understand more about this judgment. Haven't you noticed that? Especially here on this program, we talk about these things. Every week he reveals more about the things that are coming to us. Praise be his name, my brother and sister. Mark 4:26-29, and he says, so it is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and it should sleep and arise night and day, and the seed will spring up growth, he knoweth not how. You see how he plants the seed into the ground. He doesn't know or have little understanding of the process of the seed that needs to go through in order to change into a plant. My brother and sister, for the earth bringeth forth the fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, and after that, the full corn and the ear. It comes out the plant after that, and it grows, and it will produce. But the seed must be planted. I want to encourage you to buy seed and plant, even if it's in a pot inside your house. Plant tomato. Plant anything you can, because our food are being contaminated the most and most. And we need to, my brother and sister, protect ourselves as much as we can. God gives wisdom to his people. Plant something. Grow something. Even a plant inside your house can do the work of an air purifier. See, people pay $100, $200 for an air purifier. But if you go ahead and plant a plant inside your house in a pot, a few of them, they purify the air. Look it up on Google it, research it, inform yourself, and watch what a plant, how to plant, Shalom Brother Miguel, can purify the air of your apartment or your house, of the place you're living in. And it's better for you not to always be getting sick of this and that. Plants eat all this stuff that is harmful to us. So it does a better work than an air purifier in your house. So please, plant. But try to plant fruit or vegetable like tomato. And that is also help. It will help your immune system. My brother and sister, look to do that. Because tomato, if you grow them inside, as you cut the tomato, it will produce more flour and can produce tomato all year long in the right temperature inside your house, close to the window. Let it get some light through your window, and it'll produce tomato all year long, and you can eat it, you can wash it and eat it, and you know there's no chemical in it. Put no chemical in it, my brother and sister. Okay? You can crack eggshell into little pieces and put it around the plant, and it will get everything it needs from there. Instead of using chemical fertilizer, my brother and sister. But I wanted to say that and encourage you to do that, my brother and sister, because There's so much virus out there. They want people to run and take these vaccine. God is telling them not to. I was listening to this man, Bob, earlier. He's an engineer online. And he was saying that Google and Apple are planning to block people who doesn't have 5G on their cell phones from their service very soon. They're changing their policy to do this. And anyone who doesn't have 5G on their cell phone, they're planning to block them. It says also cell phone companies are also looking, they're upgrading their 5G. And so very soon they're eliminating the 4G. Everything is going into the 5G. So by eliminating 4G, 3G is already gone. People like us, the church, they're practically telling us, the church, we don't want you anymore. Leave. Leave. We don't want you anymore. By eliminating the 4G that we use, they'll leave us without cell phone. And so Windows, part of Windows is to do that. If you don't have these service very soon, you won't be able to use Windows or Apple or Google. They're blocking the people who will not have those service. They will let them know through a message that because they're not upgrade to the new services, their services will not be available for us. My brother, so get ready for us, because I'm sure I will hear people complaining, oh, Brother Elvie, you know, God told us that whoever have the 5G will have to stay in the Great Tribulation. Don't have the 5G. Okay? Don't have it. My brother and sister. Yes, it will also eventually go into the computer. The only thing we can, you can use Linux, my brother and sister. Yes. And so you see how close everything is. These companies that are under the Antichrist, the Babylonian system, they're ready to make all these changes against us, the church. Because they want people to have the 5G. They want people to be vaccinated. Another thing Google is also planning, in order to promote the vaccine, that if you're not vaccinated also soon, you won't be able to have their service, he was saying. But we also know that Biden, when the persecution, this is, I believe this is part of the persecution. I'm listening to him, and I believe this is part of the persecution that is coming against us, my brother and sister. I truly believe it is. Because Biden's, those that are investing, especially in Bitcoin, that are investing, people that are investing, okay, they began to regulate Bitcoin already. They will have to be vaccinated and show proof of vaccine in order to manage the investment. They will not be able to invest unless they've been vaccinated. There's another thing coming in the horizon. So I see all these things happening, and I see what the Lord has said to me and showed me. It gives me a clear understanding, my brother and sister, why is the sword coming so quickly and so soon? Because they're pushing us to a corner, the bride of Christ, practically telling us we don't need you. Those are the people that the beasts are going to eat soon, my brother and sister. Because when they say to the church, we don't need you, they're saying to God, we don't need you. And then God, okay, he allowed the beast to eat them. He is the one bringing the sword. He is the one loosening those beasts on the earth, my brother and sister. So as they're getting ready to block us out of the internet, God is getting them ready to block them out of the earth into hell, my brother and sister. They cannot kick the truth, the church, out of this earth. Jesus is in us, the hope of glory. Their hope is in Christ. Our hope is in Christ. Their hope is in Christ. God is using us to preach his gospel like the last move of the revival. And they're going to tell God to his face, we don't want you. Bible says that God created the heaven and the earth. They're his. They're his. They cannot tell God, get out of our earth. No, they're wrong. The earth belongs to him and everything in it. They cannot tell God, get out of our earth. My brother, you can see the consequence of their evil coming. Bees are going to eat them very soon. Very, very soon, my brother and sister. As he took me this Sunday morning in the spirit, me discerning the timing, it is so close. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord is close. We cannot put a date to this, but I'm telling you, an hour is close. It is close. It is closer than what we can imagine. It is close. It is so close, my brother and sister. It is so close. The 3 days of darkness and the changing of the bride of Christ, the revival, and you know, in a way, I'm happy the revival is so short, because I believe we'll be out of here quicker. And then his judgment, after he deal with these people that are going to go into the great tribulation, as the Lord was saying to this brother, look, your family is going to go into the great tribulation, my brother and sister. And so the Lord is going to speak clear to people, because he's the light, remember. He's going to speak clear. Look, if your family had not been repenting and they have not been seeking me, he's going to say, they're going to have to stay. Okay? Now, what you need to do is you need to ask the Lord for your family. Lord, can you please save my family? And if he tells you need to do more prayer for them, do so. If he makes you a promise, yes, I'm going to save them, praise be the name of the Lord. Okay? Thank him for it. And don't worry because of your sin. Go to heaven and enjoy the wedding. There's a feast waiting for us up there. Tables are set. Food are being cooked. Oh, and I saw soup. I believe it's vegetable soup. I didn't see what was, but it looks to me it was vegetable soup, and I love it, and I'm ready to go eat my soup, okay? No interruption, please. I'm ready to go eat my soup. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when the Lord are ready to ask questions, please don't ask me no more questions with the Lord in front of us. Ask him. He knows the answer to all of them. Praise the Lord. Let me go enjoy my soup very soon. We'll meet in the park up there. We'll meet in the celebration. We'll dance for the Lord. We'll worship the Lord. We'll see the wedding. You'll see the flower. Go talk to the animal if you have time up there. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I got places to go and people to see up there. I got to go see my brother Larry. I got people to go see up in heaven. So praise you, Lord. If you think I'm going to be in one place, you don't know me very well. I want to go to different places. I got a lot of places to go see. Okay? So as soon as this is all closed and we're ready to go, I'm going. Going. We're going. We're out of here. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. We're preaching the last. Last of the last. Amen. Verse 21, and but when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because of the harvest is come. My brother and sister, notice what people are being set in right now, right after the 3 days of darkness that is so, you can't even imagine how close it is. The fruit will be in the sickle, my brother and sister, already. For us to go and harvest, souls to win. A specific place, a specific location, specific family, the Lord is giving you to go and evangelize. Take the information that he's giving you and fly. Fly, my brother and sister, like an eagle. And go do your work, because it's a final work. And it's so short. It is so short, my brother and sister, that it needs to be done fully. And it must be done fully. And we're going to go ahead and do this. Lead them to Christ. They will be scared. Don't be surprised if they're so scared after the beast they've seen and seeing the friend being devoured by beasts and family, and they're telling you about it. And, oh, sister, you don't understand. Oh, you don't understand, brother. I saw them devouring my brother or my mother or my uncle. I was there. I saw the beast. Calm down, calm down. The Lord has sent me for you to be saved. Let us pray together. pray. Let us pray. Receive the Lord. You need to confess the Lord. You see what the Lord did. He said he would do this. Now you need to get your life right with God now. Don't put it off anymore. This is what this is about. They will be in tremendous fear and scared and shaking. Their leg will be shaking. Whole body will be shaking because of what they see in the beast around the earth. Okay? Don't focus on the fear and what they saw. Describe me the tea or the, what about the paw? What about the club? You see the, no, don't get into that. You're there to evangelize them. Lead them to the Lord. Have them confess their sin. Have them receive the Lord as a personal Savior. Pray over them. If there's any sickness, any leg missing, any finger, any arm missing, command that it come out right away. Let the person be healed. My brother and sister, the Lord will, in the instruction will tell you what to say to the person. And if he tells you to tell the person, look, you're going to go into 7-year great tribulation, but the Lord is going to keep you and protect you. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved, as the Apostle Peter said. So you inform them. You let them know. It's not going to be easy. But know this. God is with you. You don't need to fear. You don't need to be afraid. Just know that he will protect you. He will be with you. He will be a call away from you. Call upon the whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2. Okay? And raise the dead. Raise the dead. They bring you a dead body at that moment. You know you're there. Remember, by the direction of Jesus. Okay? Don't do anything he's not telling you to do. Do what he's saying. Okay? Remember what Father says to the disciple, to John and them, when they heard the voice from the cloud. Do what he said. What did Mary tell the people in the wedding of Canaan? Do what he said. Okay? This is my beloved son, who am I pleased? To him listen, Father said. To him listen. Who are you listening to? Listen to Jesus. Follow his instruction and direction. Yes, you may do more things than Superman in the movie. But that don't matter. You enjoy that even more in heaven. Do what he said. Okay? Listen to him. My brother and sister, go out and do what he say. Okay? Praise your Lord. Strictly, strict direction. We need to follow it. Luke 10:22. All things are delivered to me by my Father. No man knows who the Son is but the Father. I remember when he revealed this to me. Because a lot of people think they know Jesus. They think they know him. And they got it wrong. You want to know Jesus? Pray to Jesus to ask the Father to reveal him to you. Thank you, Lord. Pray to Jesus to ask the Father to reveal him to you. My brother and sister. All things are delivered to me by my Father. No man knows, nor is the Son, but the Father. And who the Father is, but the Son, to he whom the Son will reveal him. Neither the Father. We want to know the Father. We need to ask Jesus to reveal him to us. Because he knows the Father, and he reveals the Father. The key here is that he reveals the Father, and the Father reveals the Son, and he reveals the Father. That's the key, my brother and sister. A lot of people assume, believe because of knowledge of the Word, that they know him. And they may be far off of knowing him. Because they have... Father has to reveal him to us. I remember when I asked the Lord to ask the Father to reveal me Jesus down here. And Father pointed to the Son. The Son and your morning star is a revelation of Jesus. I was stunned. It is so simple. It is right there in our cloud, the biggest star, the Sun, that we see every day. is a revelation of Jesus. Who would have thought? It's so simple. It's so easy. But Father has to reveal him to us. I was like, wow. 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 Thank you, Lord. And when Jesus gave me in heaven a revelation of Father, my mouth was open. There were beautiful angels walking in that mighty presence of God. And I could not even close my mouth. They said, close your mouth and worship him. I was stunned with beauty. I see him, Father, in this place. Everything that he ever created, it is him. It's difficult for me to explain this to you down here. You're soon going to be out there. Ask the Lord to reveal your Father when you're out there. Lord, could you please give me just a tiny revelation of Father, please. Something I can handle, Lord. You'll be like, whoa. Whoa. My brother and sister, and the angel said, worship him. And I'm like, I'm such a bad singer. That's never been my gift to sing. And in heaven, the angel says, sing. And I began to sing. I don't know. I just opened my mouth and began to. And the most beautiful song came out of my mouth. But it was not me. It was the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. I can recognize my gifts, and that's not one of them. Praise you, Lord. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. You wonder if the Lord knows you. Again, he knows you better than what you know yourself. Okay? What is your stronghold in these days, in these last days of trouble? Jesus is. This is when you come closer to him more than ever in your life. More. This is when you plan to come closer to him more now. Okay? And what happened? He's a stronghold. You hold on stronger to him now than ever in your life. And he'll give you strength in him to overcome anything. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Boy, are we in day of trouble. Are we in day of trouble? Plenty of it. Now is when you hold on to the Lord like never before. If you never fasted for days, plan it. If you never pray for hours, plan it and do it. Do it. If you never planned to be in the Word, now is the time. Oh, now is the time. Now is the time. Because there never been such a deceiving time like it is now. My brother and sister, make the Lord your strong tower, your shield, your protector in these last days. Pray even when you never pray before. In the time that you never planned to pray before, pray. Some of you probably never pray driving. Pray now. Pray. Pray. Plan to pray while you're sleeping also. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Meditate on his word day and night. And it will prosper your way, God told Joshua. Do it now more than ever. And watch how much you'll grow in your relationship with him. He'll feel you even more. You'll feel so close to him. Now is the time. There's no time to waste. We don't have the time to waste. We don't. Some people will waste time and open their eyes and they're in the tribulation. Oh, what is all these werewolves? My brother says, they're wondering, and what is this? What is this sound? And all they hear is animal. My brother says, what is this? How come no one told me about this? There'll be a lot of Christians say, but no one told me about this. I heard about this guy, but I thought he was crazy when he was talking about this in a radio program. Someone told me about this guy. What was his name? Last name? Zapata? Does that mean choose? Zapata. Okay, Zapata. I heard about him. He was always talking about this nonsense. But look, I better hide myself and run now, my brothers and sisters. This gospel is foolish to them that are being lost. They're calling this goodness, mercy of God, the gospel of Jesus, crazy. Evil. They're calling it evil. The Bible said they'll call good evil. They're calling it evil. All these people, look, they don't even want to be vaccinated. They're putting everyone in dangerous, they say. No, you are putting everyone in dangerous because you're receiving the poison of the serpent. We're staying away from the serpent. We're rebuking the serpent. He has given authority over all serpents. So we don't want that serpent in our body, the poison of the serpent. In order for the serpent to get you, the serpent don't need to attack you directly. You know what the serpent needs to do? Just launch some poison on you, the bison. And wait until you cannot run no more. You have difficult breathing and running, escaping the serpent. And once that poison is in your body, it's doing its work. And then the serpent take her time, open her mouth, stretch her mouth, and begin to bring you in slowly. Slowly. And you become part of the body of the serpent. The Lord revealed to me, I remember, that those that are being vaccinated are making a covenant with death. I understood that from hell. Are becoming part of the Babylonian system, part of the serpent system. The devil got him. He, let me tell you, he's happy for that. Ooh, I saw a smile on him. On Lucifer, I saw a smile on him. And I said, when are you going to stop coming against humanity? And he gave me that smile like, my brother and sister, like he's never going to do it. You're never going to stop because God is the one that was stopping. Benching in mind, said the Lord. But when people like Jesus said to me, before he put me in hell, they're taking this by sin voluntarily. The devil's not making them. Dead is not making them. Nobody's putting a gun to their head to take it. They're just like, yeah, put it here. Here's my hand. Put it here. And then you got people saying, it's not the mark of the beast. It's not the mark of the beast when people are dying and going to hell. Not the mark of the beast. Huh? And which very soon you cannot buy or sell. It's not the mark of the beast, they say. And without it soon, you won't be able to buy. You won't be able to have a bank account. Biden is already in the process in the new system and the great reset that is coming. If you're not vaccinated, you cannot have a bank account. Many companies right now, like in the state of California, will not hire you. Brother sent me an email and information from the state of California that companies are required by the state in order to hire people to have them vaccinated. This is coming to every single state very soon. Oh, but it's not the mark of the beast that preaching from the pulpit. Be ye not deceived. You cannot buy or sell without it. How is it not the mark of the beast? Huh? How is it not the mark of the beast? When you cannot buy or sell or invest or do anything. The whole system is being implemented, starting with the state of California. My brother and sister. Huh? But I will advise my brother and sister in California to move. Move. God began to tell people years ago, the Lord through his prophet, move out of California for what was coming. Move. Move. Because if you're not going to say no to the bison, or have them come and trick you and vaccinate you, because they can do that also, move. Go to the Lord and pray and fasting starting tonight for direction for you to move out of California. I am telling you, I'm serious about this. Your life here is at stake. Your eternal salvation is in danger. Because not everyone vaccinated will come out of hell. The Lord spoke this to Sister Celestial. And the reason why I'm saying this, because when I asked the Lord about Sister Celestial, the Lord says that she is speaking his word, his revelation. She is the one revealing these things to her, he says to me. That's what Jesus said. So I can freely say, the Lord says to Sister Celestial, my brother and sister, that the majority vaccinated in hell are not coming out, are staying there forever. Okay, you see the dangers of the vaccine? It is the poison of the serpent, and not everyone is coming out. God told me he has a plan. And the Lord showed me people that I have people praying for their family who will turn them back into human. Remember, I share that, my brother and sister. So the danger is right there. You need to be going to the Lord, really going to the Lord for the direction of your life and your family. Okay? Because you don't want to find yourself in hell blaming God or blaming other or saying to yourself, why didn't I listen? Because I saw endless amount of people vaccinating hell, wandering now. And they knew, they understood they were deceived. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, be ye not deceived. Don't let them deceive you. Don't let them deceive you, Jesus said in the modern translation. And these people in hell now know they were deceived. And the question they have is, are they going to get out of there? I found a verse in the Bible where it said that those that are in Sheol, those that are in Sheol, like the Lord had revealed, have no hope. Like no hope of getting out. My brother and sister, I was, wow. It's in the Bible. They lose hope when they're there, my brother and sister. It's difficult. The only one I believe are those that have family, like the sister the Lord showed me, constantly praying for them. Lord, save my sister. Please, every day, day and night, Lord, save my sister. Lord, save my sister. This sister says she prayed nonstop for her sister. Okay? It is the only way. Nonstop for the Lord's mercy to save his sister. Can you imagine a lot of people don't have those family, those friends, those brothers that were praying for them nonstop? Could you imagine them not getting out because they had no one interceding for them? May Lord have mercy. May Father have mercy. He knows something. I don't know all the details. I don't know all the details. God said he has a plan for the vaccinated. My brother and sister. Deuteronomy 2:7. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee and all the works of thy hand. He knows thy walking. You see that? Our walk, our step we take every day, our walk, our lives, our daily lives, he knows. A lot of people think that God don't know. Oh, you know, I need to. He knows the walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord God have been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing, Moses says to them. Nothing. My brother and sister, the children of Israel, when God led them from out of Egypt, being led by Moses through the wilderness, the angel of the Lord, which is Jesus, was in front of them. The Holy Spirit was with them because Moses has father. He had the Holy Spirit and had Jesus. My brother and sister, that's the angel of the Lord with a sword and other angels. They guided Moses and the children of Israel through the wilderness. That's why Joshua, when he saw him with the sword, he knew he was one of them. But he was different because the Lord is different. Thank you, Jesus. My brother and sister, he does the will of the Father always. And we lack that so much. He's different. Holy, righteous, pure, perfect like the Father who's in heaven. But he looked at his disciples and said, be ye perfect like your Father who's in heaven. Huh? Be ye perfect like your Father who's in heaven. We need to pray now. Are you praying now? Lord, please, Lord, help me to be perfect like my Father who is in heaven. Lord, please help me to be holy. Help me to be righteous. Help me to be pure like you, Jesus. Help me to be holy and righteous like you. Help me to be humble like your Holy Spirit. He's so humble. Help me, Lord. Pray that every day. Cry it out to him. Lord, please. You know my shortcoming, Lord. Help me. Stop me from sinning. This nonsense in my life, Lord. I just want to serve you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Cry out sins with a sincere heart, repenting heart. Lord, I just want to live for you, walk with you. Help me to be perfect like my Father. I want to go home pleasing my Father. I want to go home in honor to you, Lord. The Lord was very pleased, though, when I saw the brothers and sisters that were coming in the revival for what they did. He was very pleased. They came to give him an account for what they did. And then he was like, okay, you can go now. And they were flying home. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Beautifully. Beautifully. They knew they can fly. They can take off. Thank you, Lord. But he approved everyone who came. They came and gave him an account for what they did. That's what's going to be in the revival. He comes to you. He calls you. You're right there. Okay, Michelle, this is for you to go roam. Here, here, here. And you just, boom, you just go. Go evangelize those people. He might, in that list he's giving you, he might give a specific family. And you will know where they are and where they're going. Boom. The Holy Spirit in him will be with you and Father. You'll have the knowledge and understanding. They'll be like, Lord, but where do I turn right, Lord? Where do I turn left? None of that. You have the knowledge and wisdom with him. And you'll go directly to the family. It'll be right there and you'll minister to them. Give them exactly what the Lord is telling you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 34. And Moses went out from the plain of Moab unto the mountains of Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that in the opposite of Jericho, the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan, and all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim, Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the uttermost sea. Praise you, Jesus. In the south, in the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city palm tree, as far as Soar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thy own eye, but thou shalt not go over it hither. So Moses now, who desired this more than anything. See, a lot of people don't understand that Moses desired more than anything to go see the promised land, because God told him it was a land that flowed with milk and honey. My brother and sister, the things you lack, you have abundance. And if imagine the things that they produce with milk, cheese, so much things they can produce with milk and honey. So they wanted a prosperous land, my brother and sister. Moses did not get to go into that promised land. So most of the servants of the Lord died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, over again, Beth-peor. But no man knows his sepulcher until this day. Now look, talking about knowing. How many of you have watched the movie Knowing? The Knowing. It's an old movie, I believe it's 1995. Okay, with Nicolas Cage, I believe it is. Knowing. And the things that you don't know, God can reveal them to you. God can reveal them to you. But there are things hidden that will be revealed that are in the Bible that God is revealing to us lately on the Lord Tower, the beasts that are coming out, that are going to devour people, but they don't know. They're not in the knowing. Because to be in the knowing, you have to have a relationship with the Lord. Now, there are people in the world who have gifts where things like this, like in the movie, are revealed to them. Things that we've been hearing, let's say 25 years, like in the movie, now they come to light and they begin to happen as a sign. Boom, 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 boom. There are signs that begin to happen now, and most of the 3 days of darkness that are about to happen, that not many people knew. Very few people knew. But the display of it now, the outcome of it is coming. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. We are in the knowing because we are in the business of God. Joshua 22:34. And the Lord God of God, as the Lord God of God, he knows Israel, he shall know if it is in rebellion of his transgression against the Lord. God knows the heart. And God knows whether what we are practicing or saying or doing is a transgression. This is why we need to be in repenting daily, every hour if possible. Bible says without ceasing, all the time, every second, every minute, repenting. My brother and sister, because there are things that we do that can fall under our grace sin. And the Bible calls that sin rebellion. And I'm going to read to you what rebellion is, determined by the word of God, my brother and sister. A lot of people don't know that are listening that they are in rebellion. They're walking in rebellion. They're acting and behaving in rebellion toward God, my brother and sister. And I will advise you to read Joshua 22, the entire chapter of Joshua 22, and pray to the Lord to reveal to you your rebellion, whether you are walking in rebellion, because this is a serious, serious life and death sin. Okay? Let me read you more. Verse 23, that we build an altar, that we have built us an altar to turn from the following the Lord. He is the key in rebellion. When you are in rebellion, you are not actually serving the Lord. You could be serving yourself or something else or someone else. This is a danger of rebellion, my brother and sister. It's so dangerous. Because look, they didn't know they were in rebellion. They did not know that we build us an altar to turn from following the Lord, or is to offer their own burnt offering or meat offering, or is to offer peace offering thereon. Let the Lord himself require it. Let the Lord himself require it. Verse 24. And if we had not rather done it for fear of these things, saying in time to come, your children might speak unto our children, saying, what have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel? In other words, they will have no knowledge of the Lord. No knowledge of the Lord. My brother and sister. And we, what did God say about his people perishing? For lack of knowledge. But he says more. Because you have rejected me, I will reject you. Lack of knowledge. For the Lord hath made the Jordan border between us and you, the children of Reuben and the children of God. Ye have no part in the Lord. So shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. This is the problem. When someone is in rebellion and you fellowship with someone, it will lead you to rebellion. And you're not serving the Lord this way. She or he are not serving the Lord as they claim, as they appear, as they look, supposedly as they confess. It's a dangerous sin, rebellion. And people are falling in this sin. My brother and sister, and making other people fall into it too. Because we are supposed to be every day learning of the Lord, who is humble and meek, seeking him every day, repenting every day, and having teachers every day, asking to teach us, help us, seeking him with all of our heart, not leaning in our own understanding. And when we're not there, my brother and sister, we can form rebellion. And as you can see, these people said to them, you be on the other side, we'll be on this side, because they didn't want to demo the children to have fellowship with those other people, because they were going to make them fall in disobedience. Rebellion. Idolatry. Sin of idolatry. A lot of people think that idolatry, it's an idol that you build and you put it in your house and you worship that idol. Idolatry can be your car, your house, your bank account, your investment, your job, people. So many idol worship that people have that they don't realize. My brother and sister, if God is first, if Jesus is first in your life, most likely you don't have idolatry. But if you're struggling with putting the Lord first in your life, to serve him, to obey him and keep his commandment, then you have an idol in your life, or many idols. You might be in the sin of rebellion. And the problem with people that are in the sin of rebellion, they always have something to say or argue about. You cannot convince them unless they repent and depart from that sin. You can tell them all day long about the promise of God, what Jesus said he will do, the judgment that are coming. But unless they repent and depart from that sin, if you're not careful, they'll convince you. Like Oprah, that is another way. Have to be careful with rebellion, because it is idolatry. Rebellion is idolatry. My brother and sister, it's idolatry. It's a false sin. Evil, wicked, from the heart of Satan, from the pit of hell. And we have to be careful not to fall into the sin of rebellion. We should always say, and we should always understand, let the word of the Lord be done in our own. That's how Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. In the worst time, when he is about to be arrested, beaten, and crucified, he said, Father, if you may pass the cup away from me, but not my will be done, thy will be done. He submitted to the Father, even if it's hurt, even if they were going to kill him. Submitted his will to the Father. This is how for you and I to be walking every day. My brother and sister, it's hard, it's hard, it's difficult, it's painful. If we're wrong, we're wrong. We repent, we confess our sin, we move on with the Lord. We seek his will be done on earth. As I think about the things I didn't want it to do, or I don't want to do, immediately comes out of my will, but not my will, Lord. Let the will of God be done. Let thy will be done. That's it. We submit to him whether we don't like where we are, the situation we're going through, how painful and difficult it is. Let his will be done. He had chosen and put in us down here for such a time. That's what's revealed to Esther, the queen. My brothers and sisters. Verse 26 of Joshua there. Therefore we say, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice. Here's what people misunderstand for so many years. What are we preparing an altar for? God doesn't want sacrifice of an animal, my brother and sister. So the one that was walking in relationship with the Lord understood this. The other people, no. Let's go prepare an altar. Let's go make sacrifices. But not these people. But it may be a winner between us and you and our generation after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offering and with our sacrifice or with our peace offering, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, ye have no part in the Lord. You have to choose the Lord to be part with the Lord. You choose the Lord. You choose him over all. Over all. He needs to be first. If you're struggling for the Lord to be in first in your life, be careful with idolatry, which is rebellion. My brother and sister, pray he may be first in your life. Ask him, cry to him that he may be first in your life and nothing else. My brother and sister, I'll give you an example. In the life of Job, the Lord was first. And when Satan killed his children and his wife turned against him, he praised the Lord. He did curse the day in which he was born, that he was better than an aborted baby. But my brother and sister, he retained his integrity before the Lord. He kept walking in righteousness and holiness before the Lord. Job did. And God rewarded him with another family, with other children, sons and daughters. Daughters that were the most beautiful. So if you're going to remain in the past of the other daughter you lost, you're not going to enjoy the one God is giving you now, your new family. Give the old into God's hand, and to thy hand, God, commit it unto his hand, and enjoy what God has for you. My brother and sister, you're going into a new life. Verse 28, therefore we say that it should be when they should say unto us or unto our generation in time to come, that when we say it again, behold, the pardon of the altar of the Lord, which our father made, not for burnt offering or no sacrifice, but for the witness between us and you. See that the altar that was made was not for sacrifice, as it was done later by many idolaters. But listen, the altar was to be a witness between them and God, not a place to sacrifice anymore, because God said he will provide a lamb. Are you listening? God said he will provide a lamb. So if God is providing a burnt offering, my brother and sister, a red bull, why is it that you're looking for a sacrifice? Why are you planning to make sacrifice when Jesus is the eternal sacrifice that God is offering for all generations? You see? So these that were walking with God understood this of the Jewish people. The other Jewish people did not. That's why they perish in the wilderness, my brother and sister. Because you cannot offer God, hallelujah, from corrupt, from damage. Because there's no animal on this earth that you can offer God. Hallelujah. God has to give you the heifer, the red bull. He has to give it to you. When Abraham wanted to make an offering for God delivering his son, God provided a red heifer for Abraham caught in the bush, and he grabbed it. And you know what's the first step of the high priest? Sooner he got the heifer for the sacrifice. Inspect the heifer. So even the bush where the heifer was caught by the horn, it could not be caught by the leg, the body, because if it was caught by the body, the bush would have damaged the heifer. Because one of the requirements of the heifer is that it can have no scratch. It can have no lumps. It can have no damage. It needed to be pure, representing our Lord Jesus. My brother and sister, pure lamb. And because God provided a heifer, it was perfect. It was pure. It was the right heifer for the sacrifice because it was made by a miracle of God. And Abraham, he inspected the heifer, laid it on top of the wood, and made the sacrifice before the Lord. And God was pleased. And because he did it according to the will of God, God said, on that day, God promised a sacrifice for humanity. So Abraham became the father of faith, and Jesus Christ, my brother and sister, became the lamb, the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. Hallelujah. And every single heifer for the sin of Israel now, God will have to provide it every single year. The children of Israel will look for a heifer, a perfect sacrifice, and they could not find one. I remember when the Lord showed me, he made one appear after they had gone through all the animal, and the young priests were going back to the high priest and say, high priest, we have not found one. See, God made the impossible possible. That's the way it is with miracle in God. He has to do it. He makes the impossible possible, and with God, all things are possible. And I saw when the Lord had the heifer appear, and the priest of the sign looked at the heifer, and they wondered, wow, we gone through the animal. We didn't see this one before. And they inspected, and they said, oh, this one is perfect. No, they inspected everything, the body, the leg, everything. No scratch, nothing. No mosquito bite, nothing. a single mosquito bite. I saw the power of the Lord protecting that heifer from the mosquito bite. The mosquito could not come close to the heifer because the power of the Lord, like a hedge of protection, was protecting it. And this is what marveled me to thank the Lord, God Almighty, for his mercy. If he doesn't help us, we're lost. That's why Jesus looked at his disciple and said, without me, there's nothing you can do. We're lost without him. I am telling you, come closer to him. Closer to him, if not, you're wasting time. Without him, there's nothing we can do. He made it appear. When he appeared, I saw when the priest saw it, after they had looked for all the animal and inspected it, it was perfect. They grab it, they carry it very careful that the nail, that they will not scratch or anything, because now the high priest needed to inspect it. Where did they learn this inspection? From Father Yahweh. Everything he created in Genesis 1, he inspected. He saw that it was good. In the Hebrew, that's inspection. That's a thorough inspection, complete inspection he did to everything he made. Look at a human being and look how perfect it is made. Because a sinner has flaw. When you see redeeming heaven, when you go to heaven in the rapture and you look at redeems or look at your own body after it's glorified, try to find anything flawed with it. You're not going to. Look at your new hair when your body's glorified. Look how simple you can comb your hair back and stays there. You do it right now, and women are wrestling every day with their hair before they go to work or go out. All this hair. Try to put it in position. Try to look good, and you know. And they're already in the 20s, and they look like 40s already some. And, oh, man, amazing. Oh, no, a pimple. Teenagers. But in that perfect glorified body, that problem is gone. No more bad hair day. No more pimples day. No, oh, I got to go shave. None of that. Oh, I got to go take a shower. I sweat. None of that nonsense and foolishness. My brother and sister is coming. Your day is about to be perfect. He is our day, Jesus. He's about to be perfect in our life. My brother and sister, it is so close. Don't miss it. Don't miss it, please. Don't miss it. If you have a vacation plan for the 3 days of darkness, cancel it. Cancel it. My brother, don't miss it. If you go to the Lord in fasting and prayer, and the Lord says to you, the vacation that you have for next month, cancel it. Do it in obedience. I had a brother contact me the other day. He said, Brother Elvie, I was planning this vacation, and the Lord let him know to cancel it. I thought that was so amazing. The Lord let him know to cancel his vacation that he has. At least he's one of the family that planned vacation for the summer from now, the beginning of the year. The Lord told him to cancel his vacation. Something is coming, I'm telling you. Okay, our vacation, we need to be careful. And put it in the hand of the Lord. I had a plan for this year. And in prayer, the Lord let me know a couple of days ago that I won't be able to get it done. I was shocked. Because I remember, I said, okay, Lord, I'm planning to do this year. And I told my wife, my children, they were excited. But when I went to the Lord in prayer, I said, Lord, I'm planning to do this. And the Lord said, you're not going to get to do it. You're not going to get to do it, he says. I'm like, he is God. He knows. What do I know? My brother says, amen. My plan? Our plan to cancel now. My brother says, after being exciting to go, to do this thing that we really wanted to do, and the Lord said, I won't get to do it. My brother and sister, amen. Amen. You know, I don't know how sure, Well, I got an idea, but I don't know specifically the day and hour. I don't know. He knows. I don't know. Okay? So he's telling me I won't be able to get to do it. Amen. So check with the Lord before you get on a plane a few months from now. Check with the Lord. Okay? My brother and sister. And I'm sure if you're going home in a rapture from the plane, you can disappear. But we got a revival to do. We got to meet the Lord very soon for the revival. So he's coming. Imagine he's going to meet with us, a group of us, and you're in a plane going to Hawaii or here and there. Check with the Lord first before you make any plan. Take it in prayer with him. You know, someone say, it don't hurt to ask. Praise you, Lord. So he says, God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar to burn offering for meat offering and for sacrifice besides the altar of the Lord God that is before his tabernacle. Amen to that. Huh. God forbid. Hallelujah. God deliver us. 1 Samuel 3:10-21. And the Lord came and stood and called at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak. Samuel answered, speak for thy servant heareth. Hallelujah. Notice that the Lord can call on you, especially in a time you don't know and you're not aware. The young man Samuel had no idea. Eli has to tell him, hey, Samuel, when he calls your name, tell him, here I am. Your servant will listen. Speak, your servant will listen. My brother and sister, in your relationship with the Lord, when you're sleeping or you're laying down or you're talking to the Lord and the Lord speak, be quiet. Be quiet right away. Hear and say, Lord, what are you saying to me, Lord? And be quiet. Yes, Lord. I'll listen, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't take that vacation you're planning in June or July. Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord, I won't. Are you listening? Oh, I need a confirmation of that because I really plan to enjoy that vacation. Huh? He's telling you. He's speaking to you. Ask him for direction. Let him lead you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 11, the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel which both the ear of everyone who hear shall tingle. Or tingle. My brother and sister. He was about to do something. And he needed his servant to hear. God is about to do something on the earth. And he needs us to hear him. My brother and sister. You know what the Lord has said to some of his prophets? When the 3 days of darkness begin, whoever goes out may be killed by the beast. Are you listening? Because that is disobedience. Because God is saying, stay in your house, lock your door, close your window, put on your curtain, close your window, don't look outside, go into prayer with your family until the 3 day pass. Okay? But there will be people who will go outside because they want to see. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. May God have mercy, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He says, I'm about to do something that whoever hears his ear will tingle. And in the day I will perform against Eli all of the things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I will begin, I will also make an end. Are you listening? God is beginning something in these last days. And look what God said. Look what Jesus said. Hallelujah. When I begin, I will also make an end. What he's about to do, what he's about to begin, the Lord is saying to us there, I will also make an end. My brother and sister, he's going to begin these 3 days of darkness. and he's also going to end them. And whoever is caught in the row on the street and disobedient in sin, the beasts are going to kill them and eat them. My brother and sister, it's coming. It is coming. Hallelujah. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his son made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. My son in the school is coming together with friends that I don't like him to hang around with. And he showed me a behavior these past few days that when I saw it to rebuke him, I began to shake for him, my brother and sister, because I don't want him to learn the way of wickedness and evil and repeat or do. He's been chosen for the Lord, to serve the Lord, my brother and sister. And children up there are doing so much wickedness and evil, especially the vaccinated one, that we need to protect our children. I had a talk with him. I let him know. My brother insisted. He told me he understood. And I saw the fear of the Lord in him. We need to watch out for our children, our family. And when something is out of line, that is not of God, we need to act. My brother and sister, I know what can bring the judgment on the Lord and my fear with him. And I don't want that for anyone, including my children. So I have to act and rebuke any vile, wicked things that I may see him say or practice. My brother and sister, no, no. We explain to him, no, those are things you don't say. You don't repeat what you hear someone else say. It's not funny. It is not for you to say. There's consequence for those things, my brother and sister. And he understood and stopped. Very important. God says to Samuel about Eli, the priest, I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his son had made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. God will not be mocked. You see your children saying something wicked, evil, vile, you rebuke them. You don't let it pass. Or doing, or repeating, or watching on television, on the internet, you rebuke them. The moment we see something on his cell phone, computer, whatever, we rebuke them. Those are things that are not allowed. Correction needs to be there always. Eli, oh, they're just children. Just let them play. Let them watch the stuff. They're just children. Let them watch on TV. They're just children. Let them watch YouTube all day long. They're just children. That's not of God. That is vile if you let them watch everything. That's what Eli did. God said, I will judge his house for that. Consequence of the Lord came over the house of Eli, the priest. Eli, some people say. I say Eli. My brother and sister, in Hebrew you will say Eli. Eli in English. My brother and sister, God judged his house. And it did not went well for his son. Because in the moment, any little things, you got to catch it. You got to rebuke it. You got to correct it. That's not acceptable. You don't say that. You don't speak that way. We serve the Lord. We walk under his fear. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You need to understand how it is. Verse 13. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house should not be purged with sacrifice and with offering forever. There you go. There you go. No, I'll make a sacrifice. They'll be okay. Go pray 25 Hail Mary. You'll be fine. Lies of the devil. That will not set you free. That will not be okay. The priest sending you to go pray 25 Hail Mary. No. No. Not with God. And Samuel laid it until the morning and opened the door of the house of the Lord And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. And he said, this is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee. I pray thee, hide it not from me. God, do so to thee, or more also. And if thou hide any word from me at all, the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whip that had nothing from him. Hide nothing from him, I'm sorry, or hear nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord, let him do what seemed to him good. Of course, as a priest, as a servant of God, he has to commit to the word of God. But when wicked and evil things has been done, it must be stopped, it must be corrected. And if you stand for it and allow it, when the sword comes, there will be weeping and crying. My brother and sister, that happens to a lot of people I know in the past, Christian family. They not corrected their children on time. And the children grew up like the world, practicing the wickedness of the world. And the sword came over them, my brother and sister. And it had not been for good, like the Eli's house. My brother and sister, it's terrible. So we must be jealous for the Lord's house, for the service of the Lord. We serve the Lord. We are serving of the Lord. We need to understand that and keep that in our mind, in our heart, written in our heart, written in our mind every day. God help us, Jesus help us, never to forget who we serve, my brothers and sisters. Because we're sometimes so busy, so occupied, we may tend to forget, but we have to repent. That's why daily repenting is so important. So, so important. In our lives, Jesus is holy. Our Father who's in heaven is perfect. My brother and sister, he wants us to walk the same, to live the same, speak the same, behave the same. That no foul language come out of our mouth. My brother and sister, it's a holy God. He's a holy God. Verse 19. Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. And let none of his word fall to the ground. My brother and sister, I thank the Lord for that. Since he had me speaking so many years now, I have people who know me from the beginning come to me and say, brother, what you have said in the church years ago have come to pass, Brother Elvie. Continue to do what the Lord is sending you to do. I had a brother who mocked me years ago, who God reprehended really harsh. And he came to apologize to me. I remember that Tuesday night, 2001, before 9/11, the week Tuesday night before 9/11, 9/11 was on a Tuesday morning, when I saw the attack that started from Boston to New York. My brother and sister. And I mentioned I was teaching this in that church because that morning, the Lord giving me the revelation. I was not scheduled to bring the Bible study that Tuesday night. And the pastor called his wife to call me to bring the Bible study. That morning, the Lord has said to me, I was concerned with the Lord. I said, Lord, but he says that I must bring this message to the people. So I was saying to the Lord, I remember, like, Lord, the pastor bring the teaching tonight. And he had told me, don't worry. Like, not to worry. Okay. When I got the phone call, you're teaching, you're bringing the Bible study tonight. I was shaking that day because I knew it was a powerful prophecy I must share with the people, my brother and sister. That it was about to come on the U.S. And specifically, I say, when I don't know specifically the timing or the hour, but to me and in the spirit, since that it's going to happen within a week, could be two or three, I don't know. But it seems to me in my spirit like it was in a week, I said, this attack coming in America. And this brother got up and said, how dare you say such a thing? I was in the military. Do you know how protected this country is? Do you know how we protect this country? The technology that we have? This country has never been attacked. That's what you're saying. It's not a God. Get down from the pulpit. He was an elder. I said, brother, this was given to me by the Lord. And his wife got up also angry. He said, how can you say that a country is going to be attacked? I said, I saw the demon, the principality bringing the attack. I saw it. And it's beginning through Boston. I don't know how, but it's beginning through Boston. We were in Boston. We were in Massachusetts. And you can go ahead and go online and look it up and see where it started. Where did the terrorists start? Where were the terrorists? In Boston. And they took the plane from there to hit New York, even the Pentagon. My brother and sister, I was given that Bible study a week before it happens. And they all came to me and apologized, shook my hand, gave me a hug. I'm sorry, brother. I am so sorry, brother. That was from God. After it happens, because a lot of people need to see to believe. This is a terrible thing. We are co-believer, but a lot of people don't believe. They need to see to believe. This is a sad part. This is why we need to be in daily repentance. My brother and sister, I told him it was coming. An attack was coming on the U.S. My brother and sister, starting in Boston to New York. And he said, how can this be? You know how protected this nation is? And I said, well, he showed me it's going to happen. My brother and sister, did it happen? Of course it did. God had never lied. This is the thing with God. He had never lied. And by reading the word, if it comes from God, there was such a strong presence of God that Tuesday night. Such a strong presence of the Lord confirming the word. He was there with me confirming the word. Roman A. He confirmed, the Spirit confirmed to us, Spirit, that we are the Son of God. There is a confirmation in our spirit when the word comes from God. If you don't get that confirmation, then you need to have that. You got to ask for it. When God speaks in your spirit, you know he's speaking because there is a confirmation. My brother and sister, in our spirit. Verse 20, no answer from them, even to Bathsheba, knew that Samuel established to be a prophet of the Lord. God established his prophet, his messenger. My father said to me, you are the last messenger I'm sending to them. My brother and sister, which I hesitated to say it at the beginning, but it was a confirmation of what he has said. The last messenger he's sending to this nation. He says, you are, Father says to me. Don't worry, when you go to heaven and you go see Father, you can ask him this. I'm telling you. Say, Father, you said to Brother Elvi that he would be the last messenger sent to America. And let him speak. Because he will confirm his word. Verse 21, and the Lord appeared again to Shelah. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel and Shelah by the word of the Lord. Notice how he revealed himself to him by the word. God can reveal, the Lord Jesus can reveal himself to you through his word. Why? Because he is the word. He was in the beginning with God. And he is the word that God spoke. The Lord appeared again in Shelah, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel and Shelah by the word of the Lord. He's going to reveal to you after the 3 days of darkness. You'll see him. During the 3 days of darkness, I saw him the other day. He's going to call you by your name. He's going to call you. He'll say, Miguel, my son. And you'll come out and you'll see him. You'll be next to his side. He'll call you by name. And you'll see him reveal himself to you. I thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. I want to read to you 2 Samuel 17. Absalom, the son of David. Because there are people like Absalom today that are willing to rise against the elected of God, which are keen in praise for the Lord our God. Absalom, the son of David, my brother and sister, I want you to hear the people that were backing him up. Okay? And how, hallelujah, Absalom had people behind him. Can you believe this? Four prophets having a multitude of people supporting them. Someone said years ago, how does four prophets stay in business? By four people behind them, supporting them. It's the only way. A full multitude of people who don't care whether the word comes from the Lord or not, or extraterrestrial, who are willing to put their billions and millions behind those ministries and support them. And this is how four prophets today have private jet, have houses in the Hampton all over the world, stay in the best hotel, eat the best food, and live such a luxurious life with millions and billions of dollars. Because you got multitude who don't care where the word comes from, following them and supporting their ministry, my brothers and sisters. And whatever they say is gold, because it's coming out of the lying lips, my brother and sister. Second Samuel said, moreover, a festival fell, said unto Absalom, let me know, choose 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. Are you listening? Look who they are pursuing. The elected, selected king of the Lord, David, anointed David, the one the father used to bring down Goliath, one of the giants, my brother and sister. This man, Absalom, his son, has such an influence with the people. He was so famous and so liked and so beloved of the people. Although he was so wrong, he was so beloved. Notice that people can love someone that can be so wrong, so opposite to the will of God. My brother and sister, he can be so loved. How is that possible, I ask? How can someone love someone so wrong, so deceiving, so misleading? My brother and sister, because if you don't have a relationship with God yourself, if you don't have a prayer life yourself, you will be deceived, my brother and sister. That is the reason. Verse 2, and I will come upon him, he's weary and weakened, talking about David, we're coming against David this night, I will come upon him while he is weary and weak, and I will make him afraid, and all the people that I will hinge shall flee, and I will smite the king only. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. It even hurt my heart to hear someone speak this way against the Lord anointed one. My brother, how can these men, how can these people speak this way against the Lord anointed one? He is weary. This is why when you're weary, be careful what you say. When you are weak-handed, when you're weak, when you're going through something, remember Jesus with the cross on his back. I said, he opened not his mouth. Try not to say how your life is, because it's only for a season. It's only for a short time you're going through that. It's only a test you're going through. The Lord wants you to pass that test, my brother and sister. Don't speak anything at this moment because you're carrying a heavy cross in you. You're going through a difficult time in your life. And this is when your past victory can be clouded by the enemy.
and you don't remember the victory he's given you before. This is the time when you want to remain quiet. And Absalom, knowing his father, living with his father for years, knew the things that his father suffered from or went through. As the enemy sends demons to study you, your life, and to report back to him the time when you're weak and you're going through things and you're really down, and instead of you praying and calling on the Lord, you're going on the phone murmuring and complaining and saying all kinds of things like the children of Israel who perish in the wilderness. And God swear on his throne, they were not going to enter his rest. My Lord, my God, have mercy. And Absalom said to the man that was with him, I will come upon him while he's weary and weak-handed, and I will make him afraid, and all the people who are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. He is declaring victory already over David. Because that's how the enemy speaks. And before he comes against you, he's declaring victory over you. Not so, not so. Greater is he that is with you, that he that is in the world. Remember. Remember that. Verse 3. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom he seeketh, it is of, if all return, so all the people shall be in peace. He was declaring victory also. Verse 4. And then saying, please, Absalom, well, and all the elder of Israel. And they're saying, please, Absalom, well, and all the people of Israel. The elder, my Lord, my God, the elder, the people, were declaring that Absalom will have the victory. Did not Samuel anointed David as the king of Israel? My brother and sister, and the elder and the priest knew this. Why in the Lord are they turning against David this way? My brother and sister, was not Joseph's brother who turned against him? My brother and sister, to sell him? To try to have a beast eat him? You got to be careful with anyone and everyone. We serve the Lord. Keep your brothers and sisters in prayer, because anyone can sin. Remember that. Verse 5. Then said Absalom, call now Hosea, the archive also, and let us hear likewise what he says. And when Hosea had come to Absalom, Absalom spoke unto him, saying, a festival has spoken in this manner. Shall we do according to this word? If not, speak thou. And Hosea said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time. For, say Hosea, thou knowest that thy father and his men, that they are mighty men, they are chefs in their mind, and as a bear robbed her wealth in the field, thy father, it is a man of war, and will not lie with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit. Look at the information he's providing. Okay, he's well trained. He's good in battle. Remember the men that are with him. We need to be careful. But I will tell you where he is. Okay? Because it's easy to get him in the pit. Because Christian goes to the pit. And the pit are situation where you have run out of money and you have to work hard, or you have to wait on God's provision to have more to do what you need. And you can go through that pit like David. David's in a pit right now. And this man noticed David being in a pit, my brother and sister. And you can have Christian people lacking money, lacking food, lacking clothing. Yes, God is our provider, and God will provide them. No problem. God will provide. God will take care of us. But we have to go through testing, and we have to go through trial. The trial of our faith, which is more precious than gold, it will come shining even better at the end. my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. So behold, he hid now in a stone pit and in some other place, and it will come to pass when some of them are overthrown in the first, that whosoever hear it, it will say, there's a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom. He also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion. Look how David is known. The lion is the lion of Judah, Lord Jesus Christ, was in the heart of David. And everyone know David's heart as the heart of a lion. Hallelujah. He will fight to the end. But trusting in the Lord to David was more important than the battle. He trusted always in the Lord to give him the victory over his enemy. And God did so. In 40 years he was king, God never failed David to give him victory over all his enemy. But he was known that he had a heart of a lion. Should early melt, for all Israel know that thy father is a mighty man. Those who are with him are valiant men. They're still planning. This is a wicked, evil plan. We got to know who David is, that he's a mighty warrior for the Lord, but we got to get him in his weakness, in his wicked moment, when he's in the pit. When he's in some kind of pit, he's not going to escape us. We'll get him. We'll kill him. And everybody will be praising Absalom and welcoming him. And the elders are saying, go well with thee, Absalom. Boy, talking about not really committing your life to the Lord. How can these men that were supposed to be committed to the Lord go to this, say to this wicked child, wicked young man, go well with thee? Oh, come on. Where is your vision in the Lord? My brothers, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Where's your knowledge of the Lord that had chosen David to be his king? My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Therefore, I will counsel thee, O Israel, to be generally gathered unto thee, from then even to Beersheba. So now they're getting all these towns and cities. From Dan to Beersheba, who is full of mighty warrior of army, to be behind Absalom, where they can surround David, and David and his men cannot escape according to the plan and agenda. My brother and sister. And as a sand that is by the sea for multitude. Are you listening? Multitude. Hundreds of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of mighty soldiers. From then to Beersheba are joining Absalom in the man. To make sure this time David don't escape like he did with King Saul. He escaped from one place to another. And Saul and his men cannot keep up with them, cannot find them. They know where he was. But this time Absalom will not fail in his men. My brother and sister, oh, but you may have an army. The Lord don't need an army. He is mighty in battle. My brother, that's why God is letting them, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, whoever wants to join you, whoever wants to do wicked, let them join you. Because whoever is preaching you a message, you and your personal relationship for the Lord, you need to know it's that man. Oh, that woman is of God. You don't follow people blindly. You need to go to the Lord in your prayer closet and say, Lord, is this messenger your servant, Lord? Is he your son? Is he the one you sent, Lord, to bring your word? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Since 2012, I've been telling people, if you don't think I'm a God, go to the Lord. Go ask Jesus if I'm his messenger and no. Go talk to him about it. Let him tell you. Praise you, Lord. Because you need to be directed by the Lord. Your step needs to be guided by him. Very important. This is not about guessing. Oh, I think. Oh, it feels good. Oh, it feels right. It makes sense. Not about that. It's what the Lord is saying that matter. As a sinner, see multitude that go to battle in thy own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he should be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth upon the ground of him, and all the men who are with him there shall be left so much as one. Oh, my Lord. They are already concluding that they got the victory over King David and his few men, that the army that they're bringing against David are so vast, like the sand of the sea. They're so well armed. They got their shield. They're so well armed. They're so well trained. They got so much people with them as the sand of the sea. There's no way possible that David can escape them. My brothers and sisters, all the plan of the wicked. May God deliver us from the wicked one. Verse 13, moreover, if he be begotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to the city, and we will withdraw into the river until there's been no one small stone found there. Oh, they had it all planned well. According to them, David had nowhere to go. If they're in a city, they're bringing the city down, my brother and sister. They had it all planned. This is how your enemy plans against you. And this is why your trust needs to be only in Jesus. He needs to be your shield. He needs to be your protection. You need to dwell under the shadow of Almighty every day. Because your enemy are planning. And your enemy are great in numbers. And they're well trained in battles. My brother and sister, the only one that can protect you and I, hallelujah, is the Lord God Almighty. From their hand, from their wicked plan. My brother, see the example. Put yourself in the shoes of King David now. And think about them planning against you. Will you think that if they have a chance to put a sword through you, do you think that they will hesitate or spare your life? They would not. The only one that can protect you and keep you is the Lord God Almighty. Understand this from this testimony of David. Verse 13. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hoshea, the archive, is better than the counsel of Ethiopia. For the Lord hath appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ethiopia, with the intent that the Lord may bring evil upon Absalom. Notice this, my brother and sister. God allowed this counsel to come upon Absalom. My brother and sister, because the devil himself, by his own words, a hook God is going to put in the mouth of his son, the Antichrist, and bring unto the Mount of Israel and end him there. They're not going to escape. My brother and sister, the word that Hosea, the archive, as they determined that was better than this other man, the Bible says, for the Lord appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ethiopia there. Because this general has been wicked. And his plan began, the wickedness of his plan to the young man Absalom began with this general that was supposed to be committed to God and to the people of Israel. And when general turns against a nation, like God showed me, people in power soon are going to turn against America, a nation will come down and be defeated easily. My brother and sister, this general of Ethiopia counsel was wicked. So with the intent that the Lord may bring the evil upon Absalom, God allowed this. He was going to punish Absalom and all his men and all of them with their own counsel. My brother and sister, hallelujah. May God have mercy. May God have mercy. You can go ahead and read the rest of the story. It's a long story. My brother and sister, We know what the end of it, but you can go ahead and read it. My brother and sister, notice that the similar thing happened to Queen Esther in Esther 4:1-14. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rented his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry. And it came even before the king gate, for none entered into the gate closed with sackcloth. And every providence whatsoever the king commanded, and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, fasting and weeping and wailing. Many lay sackcloth and ashes. Notice that when a nation turned wicked this way against the Lord's people, you can know, like in the time of Esther, that the enemy is at work. And when the enemy is at work, you don't say, well, I'm going to let him have a piece of my mind. I'm going to let him have it. No. That's when you go into prayer and fasting more than ever and come closer to the Lord, who is your shield and your protector. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. So Esther, May, and her chamberlain came and to Esther. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away the sackcloth from him. But he received it not. Then called Esther for Hasha, one of the king's chamberlain, whom he had appointed to attend her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. She knew him very well. She knew him very well. She grew up in his house. And she knew that he was behaving this way. It must have been for an important matters that Mordecai was behaving this way. So the king sent the messenger, find out why is he behaving this way. And in verse 6, so Hasha went to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king gate. And Mordecai told him all that had happened unto him and the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasury for the Jews to destroy them. Not it was the plan of the enemy. John 10:10, the thief came to kill, steal, and destroy. Every single Christian should know John 10:10. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, Jesus said. That's the devil. That is the demon and principality, hallelujah, that are locked up, that will soon will be released, my brother and sister. They come out with one agenda during the Great Tribulation, to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's the only agenda of the devil. That's why, hallelujah, our wrestling is not with flesh and blood, but with principality, powers of evil of the air. Wicked evil, governors of the air. That's what we wrestle with, not with our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even when someone says something bad against you and I, it's not them. It's the demon behind them. But people like to point finger at people. Oh, look what so-and-so say. We need to be careful and repent for that. Are the demon getting a hold of their tongue to say things they're not supposed to? My brother and sister. So when Mordecai told him the story and told him the plan that it was to destroy the Jew, let's see the action of the queen of God. He also gave him the copy of the written decree that was given to Shushan. You want to show your proof of what has been said to destroy them, to show unto Esther and to explain it unto her, and to change her, charge her that she will go unto the king to make supplication unto him, to make request before him for the people. And Hasha came and told her the word of Mordecai. And again Esther spoke unto Hasha and gave him a commandment to Mordecai and all the king of the seven and the people of the king of the providence that know whatsoever, whether the man or the woman, to come unto the king and to the inner court, who is not called, there is one law, he is to put him to death. It says such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live, but I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. Then they told Mordecai Esther's word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. They told Mordecai Esther's word. Then Mordecai commanded them to answer Esther, think not concerning thyself that thou should escape the king's house anymore. Hallelujah. Anymore that all the Jews. Mordecai saying to Esther, look, if you don't do anything, we're not going to escape this decree. The Haman have made this come to pass with the ring of the king. And then comes the words of Mordecai to Esther, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall they arise, respite, and deliver us to the Jew from another place. Listen, my brother and sister, we are elected, selected by God. You and I have been chosen for such a time. My brother and sister, I'm going to read it. If thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall they arise and respite and deliver us to the Jew from another place. But if thou in thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knows whether thou art to come to the kingdom for such a time as this, Mordecai says to the king, to the queen, my brother and sister, she has been elected, she has been selected by God for such a time. You, my dear sister and my dear brother, has been elected by God, has been selected by God for such a time. As Queen Esther was, so are you. As she was in her time, so are you in this time. You've been born. You've been elected, selected to be born in this time for Jesus, to represent Jesus, to represent heaven, my brother and sister. If God had not elected and selected you, then he had no plan to use you in the revival. He will even send his angel if he has to, or do it himself. But because you and I have been elected and selected to be part of the revival, this is for this time you and I were born by the plan of God. Hallelujah. This plan has been done, has been chosen by God for so long. And when you meet Father and the Lord face to face, ask him, Father, when did you plan this revival? When did you plan for us to be born at this time? Just like Queen Esther has the same responsibility she had, and she did what God wanted her to do, so it is you and I. You cannot sit back and hold your peace when the Lord sent you out to evangelize during the 3-day revival, or to prepare for God to use you during the 3-day revival. You cannot sit back and say, well, let's see what happened. No, you need to be fasting. You need to be repenting. You need to be seeking the Lord to be used as a mighty tool of God during the 3-day revival. My brother and sister, you need to take action to come closer to the Lord. Mordecai told the king, thou knowest whether thou art to come to the kingdom for such a time as this. My brother and sister, and she knew and understood that for this reason, it was not a coincidence, amen? It was not a coincidence that she was chosen to be queen. But at this moment, she understood it was that God elected her. God selected her to be queen during this time. And that God will use her to save the life of the Jewish people. My brother and sister, mighty is our Lord. Joshua 12:9. Who knoweth now in all these that the hand of the Lord have brought this, says Job. It is the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. 18:21. Surely, such are the dwelling of the wicked, that this is the place of him that knoweth not God. The dwelling of the wicked, the people have refused to serve God and seek God and commit their life to God and rejected Jesus. The earth is ready to open up and swallow them. The beasts are ready to come and eat them, my brother and sister. Joel 23:10, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Are you listening? The trial of your faith, the trial that you're going through right now, God is giving it to you through Christ. That when we come forward after the 3 days of darkness, we will be beautiful. My brother, we will be handsome. We will be beautiful for the Lord our God in a glorified heavenly body, angelic body. Joel 28:13. Make noise not the price thereof, neither it is found in the land of the living. Because this price that we must pay to praying and fasting and committing our life to the Lord, it is a spiritual walk with God that you cannot find it. Joel said in the land of the living, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Joel 34:25. Therefore, he knoweth their works, and he overturned them in the night, so that they are destroyed. You see this? How can they escape the judgment to come? Because in the night, my brother and sister, is when they are going to be destroyed. We cannot escape. Everything is ready. Everything is ready. The wicked will not escape. In the bride of Christ, timing to be changed will be perfect. Perfect. The prophet said that the day of the Lord comes with darkness. Yes, it is. In those 3 days of darkness, the bride is changed, and the beast is the wicked. They will launch on the wicked. My brother and sister, they will eat them all day long and have a feast with them, and they will not escape them, my brother and sister. That's why God is calling humanity to repent for so many years. 2,022 years, he's been calling humanity to repent. And many are giving God the excuse that they're so busy, they're so occupied. They don't have the time, they say to God. They got so much to do, so many places to see and places to visit. They're going so great with the science and technology that they don't have time to see God. My brother and sister, they have made the poorest choice of their life. My brother and sister, they are naked before his eyes. Psalm 106, for the Lord knows the way of righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Notice, there's no way they can escape. There is no way possible. Them going into the day of darkness in the condition they are today. My brother and sister, the Lord said to Sister Celestial, most of the vaccinated will never come out of hell. It grieved my heart and I was saddened, and I said, Lord, have mercy. Pray nonstop for your vaccinated sister, brother, father, or mother, or sons or daughter. Nonstop pray for them. Just pray. You don't need to know their condition. You don't need to know what's in their heart. Just pray for them. And ask Jesus to promise you to save them. When you see Jesus face to face, okay, instead of asking the Lord how many cookies he's going to allow you to eat in the supper of the Lord, or how many cup of wine you can drink, instead of asking those simple things, get about that, about how many cookies. Find out the plan of salvation for your family. It's more important that you'll save your family. You don't need to know how many bowls of soup you're going to eat up there. How much are we allowed to eat? No. Leave that for later. Pray for the salvation of your family nonstop. That ask the Lord how much you can pray for them. If you can go to the temple of God in heaven to pray for the salvation of your family, is that something he will allow you to do? If he say yes, thank him and go ahead and do so. Don't waste any time. These 7 year great tribulation are going to be wicked and evil like you cannot imagine. When those Nephtali and deceiving fallen ones comes out of their pit, they're coming out with an agenda. I saw them. The Lord showed them to me a few months ago. I saw them talking with one another. 17, 30-foot demons. They were in front of each other, the Nephtalians. They look like they have light in them. But the Bible says that the angel turns into an angel of light. But he has no light, you know. It's like a fake light. And they look handsome. And I saw them standing talking with one another. And what they were saying to one another was their plan and agenda for humanity. When they come out into the great tribulation, they were standing having an interesting, they sound to me and look to me like a bunch of politicians in Washington making plans for the future. But these were not falling Nephtalian, because their plan were more wicked than the politician. My brother and sister. And it was wicked and evil, their plan for humanity. According to their plan, no one will escape them. My brother and sister. And when the Lord allowed me, not long ago, a few weeks ago, to see the women of the Nephtalians, they look like the most beautiful women and handsome men I ever saw. Perfect, they look. But they only turn that way so they can sleep around with other women and other women with the men and cause them to fornicate and commit adultery nonstop and endless on this earth. My brother and sister, they want to make sure, as the Bible says, that the soul that sinners shall die. That those in Ezekiel 18, they want to make sure that humanity that are left around over, they get them to sin every day and commit fornication, all kinds of stuff, all day long, every day. So when the Lord comes to judge the earth, they will not escape. Their plan, you cannot imagine their plan. And if you don't believe me, you can go ahead, go to Sister Celestial, my brother and sister, the Master Voice Online.com. And hear some of her audio and video, her explaining what the Lord has shown her in regard to the fallen one and the wicked plan and agenda, where humanity, it seems to her like humanity cannot escape their evil. But with God, Jesus said in his Bible study to his disciples that with God, all things are possible. They're going to have to cry out to God, those that will stay behind. Really cry out to God, really, really. And you know how close the Lord will be to save them? Acts chapter 2. After the sun is turning into darkness and the moon into blood, the apostle Peter said, but to whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how close the Lord will be to people who call upon his name in the great tribulation. Revelation chapter 6, he get on his horse and he comes down to me word, my brother and sister. He's going to make himself available like always he done with his people. So any of his children that will stay behind, to call upon his name. That's why when the Lord brought me the other day into the great tribulation, about, what was it, 4 or 5 years? I seen Christian there using flashlight to keep the demon away and stuff like that. And I said, what are you doing? How come you're not praying? Oh, well, you know, we don't have time to pray because these demons persecute us all day long. I said, what? But your greater protection is the Lord. Call him. Pray to him. Well, everything you have, But brother, don't you see, brother, don't you see that these demons are watching and they try to attack us? This is using these flashlights that we can keep them away. Call upon the Lord Jesus. What did his words say? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they was like, no, pray. What in the world are you going to be focused on what the enemy can do against you? Why don't you focus on your God when your God can do to your enemy? It's greater him that is in us than he that is in the world. Focus on the Lord. Call upon his name. Forget about what your enemies are planning and doing. Thank you, Jesus. And they got shooken up right there. The Lord sent me. Go give these people hope. Because he was looking at them all like, what are we going to do now? What do you mean, what are you going to do now? Get on your knees and cry out to the Lord. It's what you should be doing. Hallelujah. Should be crying out to God, praying to God always. Bible says pray without ceasing. Never stop to pray. In other words, why are you going to focus on what your enemy can do to you? Rather focus on what your God can do to your enemy. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37:18, the Lord knows the day of the upright, and the inheritance should be forever. Are you listening? How long will your inheritance be? Forever, forever, non-ending, non-ending, everlasting is your inheritance. No one will steal what is yours when the Lord is protecting you and what is yours. Pray the Lord protect you and everything that is yours, because your inheritance, your children, your seed, your descendants are going to last forever. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise you, Yeshua. Understand, like Queen Esther, the time you're in now. For such a time you've been chosen by God. Stop wasting time. Instead of being in prayer and talking to God, you're wasting time. Stop it. Stop that. Focus on the Lord. Psalm 39:6. Surely every man walketh, hallelujah, surely every man walketh in vain, so. Surely they are disquiet in vain. Heap up in riches, and knowing not who shall guard them. That's the walk of the wicked. My brother and sister, Psalm 44:21. Shall not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Of course he does. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Psalm 103:14. For he knows our frame. And remember that we are dust. He knows our frame. Our body is our frame. And knows that we are dust. But notice that he framed you and I. Gave us a body. And set us up in our mother's womb with a specific formation. That's why you cannot be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. Because the COVID-19 vaccine changes your DNA. It changes the formation that your father, your God, gave you and I. And that's why there is allowed to remove your soul unto hell. My brother and sister, because, hallelujah, God says very clear in Romans that whoever destroys the temple of the Holy Spirit, he is going to destroy him. And where did God destroy them? In hell. In hell, my brother and sister. He's very clear about that. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're here by his grace in this temple. This temple belongs to his Holy Spirit. If you destroy it with the vaccine or with anything else, God said he will destroy you, my brother and sister. God will not be mocked. This is what humanity forgot when they began to be vaccinated. God will not be mocked. And that's what they done with the vaccine. Well, when I saw the line of hundreds upon hundreds of thousands going into hell that were being vaccinated, my jaw dropped. As far as I could see in hell, they were coming in, a demon in the right hand and a demon on the left hand. And when those people saw me, they recognized Elvis Zapata, the messenger. They bowed their head down in shame. Hell is a place of shame. My demon will bring them in. My brother and sister, God will not be mocked. Humanity thinks that they can create it by sin that will change people's DNA and mock God and laugh and it's all good. It's all fine. Oh, my Lord. They're falling into the hand of a living God. God will not be mocked. Father, wait until you meet Father in heaven when you go to heaven. When you meet him, you're going to say, oh, my Lord, humanity, have mercy, God. He is holy, holy, holy. He dwells under that holiness every day. And this humanity changing the body he made with this vaccine, I'm mocking him. It's very clear he will not be mocked. There, take him into hell. Tell me, I saw him having a conversation one day. I heard my father. I cannot see death, but my father was having a conversation with death back in 2019 or beginning of 2020, which I shared in the Lord Tower. And he told death, I will allow you to go into the city. I will allow you to go into the town, into the hospital. My brother and sister, from there, for death to take them. All the vaccinated. God gave that in order. You can take them in the moment they're vaccinated. And when these ministers take that by seeing, they have Rolls Royce, they got private airplane, they're in hell right now trying to bargain with the demon. Hell took them. The demon took them down to hell, my brother and sister. And they cannot believe it. Oh, they're so famous, they're so well known. They're in hell right now. God will not be mocked. The matter who was jumping up and down the poop and dancing and speaking whatever. They're in hell right now. My brother and sister, God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. Oh, no. Oh, no. My brother and sister, using the gospel to make themselves all kinds of money and thought that they will get away and God's been telling them, sending messenger to them, repent. Go tell this messenger, repent. This preacher in Georgia, remember I told you about him? God sent him a prophet. My brother said, I believe it was from Texas. This prophet, God said, go, my servant, and go tell him in front of everybody. Ask him that my son came in the flesh on the earth, yes or not. Oh, there was such a powerful presence of God when this man spoke. And he called him out in front of everybody in that meeting. That meeting was on YouTube. And thou say, my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, say to ask you this question, that Jesus came in the flesh as a man on this earth. Everyone that was close to him was shaking in the spirit. The preacher was shaking and could not move. I was watching the beauty and I was shaking with the presence of God.